It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Final round of basketball here at the 2019 Basketball Capital Classic. Here at the Red Hill site is where all the championship games will be taking place. All eight teams will be in the same house here at Saluki Gymnasium. Here, starting off the championship rounds of basketball, is the seventh place game where the Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Edwards County Lions. Both teams are 0-3 throughout the Capital Classic tournament, and it, from the way the scores have been, I mean, it should be a fairly decent dogfight here between the Lions and the Dogs. I mean, all we're needing is some Tigers and Bears, and oh my.
We have the Tigers because Almy's here.
But no Bears.
Yeah.
No Bears.
Oh my.
But, yeah, it should be fairly decent. Looks like the Lions have got quite a few kids on their roster as well, so it should be a fairly good matchup. And, again, the tallest player on the Lions roster is number 45, and I always pronounce this last name wrong. It's either one way or the other, and I always want to say it's Andrew Rotremel. Or is it Rotremel?
It sounds like Rotremel.
I always get it wrong. I mean, I'll have to ask somebody here in a few minutes whenever we go to break. I'll get the proper enunciation for that. This evening's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Joe, it's been, for the Red Hill Salukis, they've had a tough go of the tournament so far. They started, and on this side at the Red Hill site, it's been a tough bracket. They started off with Salem, then had Olney yesterday evening, and then finished out this morning of regular tournament play with Fairfield. So three tough teams and three tough games for the Red Hill Salukis, but didn't do too bad against the Fairfield Mules. But I mean, Edwards County Lions, it's a different story. I mean, them and Lawrenceville were probably the two underdogs over there at the Lawrenceville site. You had Marshall Lions and Mount Carmel Golden Aces, and those are two excellent teams, always have been. In past years, the Mount Carmel Golden Aces have been to the Super Sectionals twice in the last, was it 5 years?
Yeah.
I think it's twice in the last 5 years, and they got second the first year, and that was back whenever I was in college. And then the year after, they went back and didn't quite make it out of the Super Sectional, but they were still there, and they're always a very dominant team. This should be a pretty interesting game between the Red Hill Salukis and the Edwards County Lions. Fans are still filing in, so hopefully as the game gets ready to start, it should be getting, hopefully it'll be packed from all the teams and fans around the area, but not too many of them. Probably won't see any Fairfield or Marshall fans till later on in later games, but who knows, they may come check out all these other championship games. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back. Pre-game show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back into Red Hill High School as we're here getting ready for some action between the Salukis and the Lions of Edwards County. As both teams 0-3 heading into this game, both played some tough competition, especially for the Red Hill Salukis, as they had take on only Fairfield and Salem, losing to Salem 66-33, 60-25 against only, and losing 77-31 against Fairfield. Ryan.
And I actually got the pronunciation of number 45. It is Andrew Rotrammel. So I've either been saying it right and just not knowing it, or I've just been saying it wrong and still not knowing it. But you can never be too sure about those. That's why we always try and figure out the right enunciations of these kids' names, because some of them got some different spellings. So we'll do our best as we go. So don't hate on us too bad. But looking ahead into this game, again with Rotrammel being the tallest kid they got at 6'4", he might be able to still feed Nathan Worth down low, like we've been saying. I mean, he's got a little bit of a height advantage. He's got a couple inches on Rotrammel, but, I mean, we've seen it a few times there in the past games here where Ray or Allen would dump it down low into Worth, and he'd be able to just get it right up underneath the basket and tip it right in. But, I mean, some of these – but the last three teams, they've been very physical and just pushing the Salukis around left and right. But, I mean, the Salukis just got to kind of keep their heads up and get a little bit more physical back and forth. But it'll be another tough game. Edwards County won't just lay down and go down without a fight. But we'll see what happens here as we get – set to start.
Red Hill definitely has a size advantage right now. They also have Josh Henry, who is, I believe, what, 6'2"? And if they want to, they can throw in Maxfield, who's 6'4".
And Maxfield went out at the last game towards the end of the third quarter. I saw him after the game was over. He came out of the locker room. He looked like he was all right, so might have just got poked in the eye or something, but it was kind of disappointing to see him come out of the game. He was doing so good. He had a few blocks and had that huge three-pointer back going again, and just came out with that small injury. But hopefully we'll see him get in there with some more playing time.
And Anthony Gerald played pretty well too, the 6'2 sophomore who transferred from Lawrenceville. And I mean, this team has a couple great young players, which you want to get them minutes because they're the next guys after you lose Henry, Mason Moore, and I believe that's it.
Nathan Worth,
the big man. So you have to get these young guys going before the big man, especially with Nathan Woods graduating.
Well, and it's not just necessarily that. I mean, you'll get him minutes whenever you can, but I mean, you still want to have the best five out there on the floor that you can at all times. And as we've seen, Coach Brian Havel pulled his starting five there in the third quarter and threw his JV guys in there. It was probably just to save them for this game since it was so close in proximity. Yesterday they had a bigger break in between games, but today they only had a couple hours to relax and regroup and get ready for this game this evening. But once he put those JV guys in there, they started to make a little bit of a run. But Coach McElravy, he did the same thing. He took his guys out, probably just saving them. But they have a little bit bigger of a break, though. They don't play till 8 o'clock this evening when they take on the Marshall Lions.
And a big shout-out to Coach McElravy from Fairfield. He's got his 238th win. I think he's the winningest coach now for Fairfield history, so congrats on that.
Just moments away from starting lineup and tip-off time, so we will take another commercial break and be right back with those. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
2019 Capital Classic Basketball Championship Games, starting off with the seventh place game, Red Hill Salukis taking on the Edwards County Lions. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard, and it is now time for the starting lineups. Starting for the Edwards County Lions, number 15, Alex Cavalry. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Number 20, Caden Callen. He is a 6'3 sophomore, along with number 30, Camden Cowger. He is 6' senior. 32, Brockton Greathouse, a 6'3 senior. And number 44, Ty Schmittler, a 6'3 junior. Head coach, Russ Gerlach. Assistant coaches, Eric St. Ledger, Michael Snidel. Edwards County Lions. Got some pretty tall kids. Schmittler, I remember from years past, it was always the Schmittler brothers. I believe one has graduated. And they were always unstoppable there for Edwards County there for a little bit.
And they were. And right now, you're looking at this roster of the starters, a 6'3", a 6', a 6'3", and a 6'3", so a little size there.
And now the starting lineup for the Red Hill Salukis, the usual starting five. Number 12, Cameron Ray, 5'11", junior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, a 6'7", senior, along with Josh Henry, number 24, 6'1", senior. Number 40, Drake Allen, a 6'2", junior. And number 41, rounding it all out, Gavin Volkman, a 6'1", senior. Head coach Brian Havel, assistant coaches Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, and Robert Petty. Salukis have had a tough go of it over here at the Red Hill site, along with the Edwards County Lions over at the Lawrenceville site. Not much difference there, but the way the scores have been looking, it should be a fairly competitive basketball game here for both teams. And as the cheerleaders come off the floor, we will see who we have jumping out in the middle. It should be for the Red Hill Salukis, as usual, number 20, Nathan Worth. And it looks like it might be number 44, Ty Schmittler, for the Edwards County Lions. And looking out there size-wise, it looks like they match up fairly well. So we'll see how it goes here, see if the Salukis have got their ball handling in check. Tip is away, and the Lions start the game off with the basketball. Cavalry gets it up court to Cowger. Cowger with it now. Swings it around there to Schmittler. Back to Cowling from the left wing. No good on the three ball. Worth stretches up for the rebound. Allen will bring it up the floor slowly. Looks like the Lions in a man-to-man defense. Haven't seen much zone from any of the teams here during the tournament. Ray with a now down low to Worth. Worth with it, drives inside the lane, kicks it out to Volkman, pump fakes. He's going to hand it off to Allen. Allen out on the right wing with it now. Looking inside, he's backing it back out. Gets it to Worth at the top of the key, swings it over to Henry. Henry's going to bring it back up top. He's going to drive the lane, moves into traffic, and jump ball called, and it will stay with the Red Hill Salukis. Henry thought he can make it to the basket there, but not a big enough gap to get all the way. So got shut down and got some hands in there and got called for a jump ball. Ray out near the volleyball line, passes off to Henry, right side, dumps it down low into Worth. Worth swings baseline, puts up a three-foot jumper, no good. Greathouse gets the rebound, outlets there to Calvary goes right side to Schmittler out on the right wing, back up top to Calvary goes right side, but a foul called against the Lions. That will go against number 44, Ty Schmittler, his first, team's first. Henry will bring the ball up the floor this go around for the Salukis. Gets it across timeline, goes right side to Allen. Allen dribbles off the screen from Worth, baseline, five-foot jumper, no good. Tipped there, tipped around now all the way out to Henry. He gets the ball back for the Salukis. Bringing it back up top out near midcourt, passes off to Volkman. Volkman gets it inside to Worth. Worth spins, puts up a jumper, no good off the rim. Rebound creams away into the hands of Greathouse. Greathouse passes it off to Calvary. He brings it across timeline, picked up by Ray. Dribbling out there near the volleyball line, passes off to Calgar. Calgar with it now, goes up top to Greathouse. Greathouse goes into the corner, picks up his dribble, goes down low to Cowling, tipped away into the hands of Henry. Scoreless so far, 6 minutes to go, up to Volkman. Volkman puts it up, no good, off the glass, rolls out of the basket, and he is fouled on the shot, so he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against Edwards County's number 32, Brockton Greathouse. His first, team second. Volkman at the line, shooting one of two. First one on the way, got it to fall. Volkman's second one, taking no time at all. Second one is good, two of two. Puts the Salukis up on the board first with a two-point lead, 2-0. Calvary brings the ball up the floor. He's going to hand it off there to Calgar. Almost loses it. Henry gets his hands in there, pokes it away, but Calgar had to run down the floor just to get it, and Schmittler goes cross court to Greathouse. Greathouse up to Calgar. Calgar drives the lane, dumps it off to Cowling. Cowling goes up and in for the easy bucket.
Great pass there by Calgar.
Allen brings it across the timeline. He's going to dribble out near midcourt. Just setting something up here. Passes right side to Volkman. Volkman up top to Henry. Pump fakes. Backs it back out. Going to reset here. Goes right side to Worth. Worth looking inside, gets it up top to Ray. Ray goes left side to Henry. Henry drives the lane, puts up a floater. No good, but fouled on the shot. Henry will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 30. That is Camden Calgar, his first, team third. Henry at the line shooting two here. Second time for the Salukis at the charity stripe. Henry's first is on the way, no good. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. Henry's second one rattles in and is good, goes one of two there at the free throw line. Score of 3-2 in favor of the Salukis. Calvary picks up his dribble, poked away there by Ray. Ray gets the steal, goes all the way to the basket, up and in for an easy bucket. Salukis with a three-point lead now with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Calvary brings it back across the timeline, goes right side, picks up his dribble, gets in the corner to Greathouse. Greathouse for three, no good, goes over the backboard, out of bounds. Salukis will take over. Salukis off to a good start here so far, and with a 5-2 lead, it took 2 minutes just even for somebody to get to. Ray brings it across the timeline, picked up there by Calvary, passes off to Henry. Henry up top to Allen. Allen goes right side to Ray. Ray pulls up for three, buries it. Puts him up by six now, 8-2 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Cavalry brings it across the timeline, goes right side. Fakes the handoff. He's going to go all the way to the basket. Double teamed there by Worth and Ray. Passes off to Calgary. Calgary gets the screen from Schmittler. Goes up top to Greathouse. Greathouse picks up his dribble, needs some help. Almost stolen away there by Henry, but got help from Calgary. Calgary gets a screen from Schmittler. He goes to the basket, passes out to Greathouse. Greathouse pulls up from the elbow. No good. Henry gets the rebound. Henry runs the ball up the floor. Dribbles to the left side, dribbles off Allen, goes in the corner, back to Henry. Henry, cross-court pass to Ray. Ray up two, swings it around to Allen. Allen guarded by Cowling there, poked away, picked up by Calgary. Calgary gets it up court quickly to Cowling. Down low to Schmittler. Schmittler up and in. Nice fast break there by the Lions. Pulls them back within 4, 8-4 in favor of the Salukis. Allen goes right side. Man-to-man defense still for the Lions. Volkman at the top of the key, hands it off to Ray. Ray drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped around, and Worth will be called for the foul over the back. His first, team first. Checking into the game as Cavalry checks out is number 25, Jaden Millman. So Millman making his first appearance off the bench. Calgary will bring the ball up the floor now. Walks it across the timeline, picked up there by Ray. Hands it off to Millman. Millman, left side to Cowling. Cowling drives baseline, dumps it back to Greathouse. Greathouse pulls up for 8 foot, no good. Ray gets the rebound. He quickly gets it up court, pulls back from the volleyball line, just short off the front of the rim. Schmittler on the rebound, hands it off to Calgary. Almost loses it out of bounds. Calgary gets it across the timeline in a hurry. Goes left, fakes right, hands it off to Millman. Millman called for the travel. Took a couple steps before he put it on the floor. Taken off before he even had the basketball there. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. Henry inbounds to Allen. Allen's going to take his time, walk it up the floor. Saluki's a little more patient here in this game. Henry cross court, swings it around to Allen back in the corner, dumps it down low to Worth. Double team there. Passes out up to Henry, over to Ray. Ray dumps it down low to Volkman. Volkman back up top to Ray. Ray cross-court pass to Allen on the left wing. Allen guarded there by Cowling. Drives inside the lane. Loses it out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Calgary. Got lucky there. Salukis retain possession of the basketball.
Good strategy by the Edwards County Lions there, trying to double up Nathan Worth.
Henry will inbound it just to the right of the basket. Inbounds to Allen. 10 foot out, no good. Worth gets the rebound. Worth back up top to Allen. Allen on the right wing. He's going to back it back out to the volleyball line. Dumps it down low to Worth. He goes inside the lane. Back over to Volkman. Swings it to Henry in the corner. Henry back up top to Ray. Ray cross-court pass to Volkman. Volkman back up top to Henry. Pump fakes, drives the lane left to side, and he's fouled on the floor. No shot. That foul will go against number 44. That is Ty Schmittler, his first, team fourth. As Volkman will check out of the game, Anthony Gerald coming in off the bench. Gerald giving the Salukis quality minutes coming in towards the end of quarters. 1:32 to go here in the first. Henry will inbound just to the left of the basket. Henry looking for an open man, gets it into Allen right there underneath the basket, puts it up, no good, no shot called. It was on the floor. Foul will go against number 25, that is Jaden Millman, fresh off the bench, picks up his first foul, team's fifth. Dawson Holtz will check into the game as Henry is limping off the floor a little bit. His favorite is
right side.
It looks like his right ankle almost. So Holtz will inbound it to Allen on the left wing, up top to Ray. Ray goes right side to Gerald. Gerald up top to Holtz, pulls up from the red line, no good on the shot. Holtz was feeling it there, but I don't think it's quite time for that shot just yet. No, not in any hurry. Salukis lead at 8-4 with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. cavalry checked in between there. Goes all the way to the baseline, and foul will be called against Dawson Holtz, his first, fresh off the bench, team's second. So Holtz picks up his first foul, only two team fouls for the Salukis. Looks like Cowling finally gets it in to Millman. It creams into the backcourt, and a battle for the basketball as Ray was back here fighting with him. He will pick up a foul as well, his first, team's third. Millman will inbound the basketball just in front of their bench. Ray will put pressure on. Cavalry will bring it up by himself, picked up by Holtz at half court. Cavalry dribbles right side, hands off to Millman. Travel called, late whistle after he already did it. Millman got the basketball, just kept running and threw it off. And then the referee finally realized he actually traveled, so turnover there by the Lions. Checking in as Millman checks out, Austin Cowling. So we got two Cowlings out there now.
It'll be fun.
It always is whenever you got two of the same last names. Let me tell you. Gerald gets the handoff from Allen, goes right side to Ray. Ray with it now, goes up top to Holtz, back to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back, hands off to Ray. Ray goes left side, dumps it down low to Worth. Worth dribbles into the lane and is fouled on the shot. Worth will go to the line to shoot two with 37 seconds to go. That foul will go against number 44, Ty Schmittler. He picks up his second, team sixth, here in the first quarter. Worth at the line shooting two, first one on the way, got it to fall. 5-point lead now, 9-4. Checking into the game as Schmittler checks out is number 34. That is Dylan Rote. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Worth's second one is good. Hit them both 2 of 2 at the line. Slicky's doing very well at the free throw line so far this game. Cavalry will bring it up court. Guarded there by Holtz, crossed him up, goes left side, dumps it low to Cowling. Caden Cowling, as it was going out of bounds, tried to save it, and he just threw it right back out of bounds. So turnover there by the Lions. Saluki basketball with 25 seconds to go here in the first. Coach Brian Howell letting Allen know here in the backcourt. Just wants one shot, so they're going to run clock out as much as they can. He gets it across the timeline, tipped away, though, and a foul will be called against the Lions, number 20, Caden Cowling. I believe that will be his first one, team seventh. So Allen will go to the line to shoot 1-1 bonus. 14 seconds to go on the game clock. Allen at the line shooting bonus. Kind of early for being bonus to me, it feels like, as Allen missed that one. Creams away. Caden Cowling picks it up. Gets the rebound up to Greathouse. Greathouse out near the volleyball line picks up his dribble. Looking for help, and Ray looked like it was all ball as he tipped it out of bounds, but they're calling a foul on Cameron Ray. He picks up his second foul, team's fourth, as Holtz will check out. Henry will check back in with exactly 3 seconds to go, and Ray's going to check out as Volkman comes in. So 3 seconds to go, Saluki's lead at 10-4. Austin Cowling checks in, or throws it in, and a quick foul called against Drake Allen. Or not against Drake Allen. That was against the Lions. Number 20, Caden Cowling, picks up his second quick one. Eight fouls for the Lions with 1.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Salukis lead it 10-4. So Allen back at the line shooting 1-1 bonus. First one on the way, got it to fall. So Allen now 1 of 2 at the line now.
Going for 2 for 3 here.
Allen's second one is up and got them both. 1.7 seconds to go. Lions inbound it. Throw it up from half court. Not enough on it. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it 12-4. Over the Edwards County Lions. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Temco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Temco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber in Hardwick 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as we get set to start the second quarter of action here at the 2019 Capital Classic Tournament here at the Red Hill site where all of the championship games will be taking place. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard bringing you the seventh place action against the Red Hill Salukis and the Edwards County Lions. Cavalry will get a screen there from Cowling. Dribbles it in the corner, brings it back out to Rhodes. Rhodes picks up his dribble, gets it off to Austin Cowling, drives inside, passes off to Caden, and Caden Cowling called for the travel. So two traveling calls called against the Lions so far in this game.
Actually,
is it three? Yeah.
Two on Millman that last one.
Yeah, two on Millman as Millman will check back in and Caden Cowling will check out. He has got two fouls on him. Just 16 seconds into this quarter. Salukis still up 12-4. Allen brings it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Kicks it out to Henry. Passes over to Gerald. Back in the hands of Volkman. Volkman kicks it down low to Worth. Worth dribbles in. Puts up a five-footer. No good. Ball tipped away into the hands of Rhodes. Rhodes passes it off to Cowling. Only one Cowling in there now, and that's Austin Cowling. Cavalry will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across timeline. Picked up there by Henry. Drives the lane. Puts up a floater. Goes around the rim and in. That was Cavalry. Allen brings it across the line. Dribbles left side. Drives the lane. Loses control of it and out of bounds. It will stay. Red Hill basketball. Referees going to talk it over. One says Red Hill. The other says it's Edwards County. Sorry, not Fairfield. So it is still Red Hill basketball, as they're saying it last touched by Edwards County. Henry will inbound it for the Salukis. Gets it into Volkman out near midcourt. Dribbling right side. He's going to call in the play out near the volleyball line. Hands it off to Allen out near midcourt. Allen goes right side to Henry. Pump fakes. Back up top to Worth. Saw Worth practicing his three-pointers just before the game as they were warming up. Not doing too bad. Worth dribbles inside now, inside the lane, spins around, passes off to Henry. Henry back to Worth inside, spinning around inside there, puts it on the floor, puts it up and off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebound now comes away into the hands of Millman. Millman hands it back off to Cavalry. He's going to walk it up the floor, 6:18 to go here in the first half. Cowling with it now, down in the corner to Greathouse. Greathouse pulls up for three and got it to fall. And Coach Gerlach wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead at 12-9. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball after a big three-pointer there from Greathouse in the corner. Allen will bring the basketball up the floor with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Passes right side to Henry. Henry up top to Volkman. Volkman goes left side to Allen. Pulls up from a couple feet behind the line. No good. Henry gets the rebound. Gets the offensive board. I think that's one of the first few offensive boards that Red Hills had the whole tournament, honestly. They haven't been able to get too many because they've just been out-rebounded by the size difference. Worth with the basketball, passes up top to Gerald, and Gerald will be called for traveling. He took one too many steps as he was catching the basketball. Turnover there for the Red Hill Salukis. Cowling will inbound there to Cavalry. He will walk the basketball to the floor, picked up by Henry at half court. Almost loses control of his dribble as Henry went forward, so did Gerald. Cowling's got it now, picked up his dribble, passes off to Millman. Millman with it now. Allen trying to tip it away. Picks up his dribble. And Nathan Wirth steals the pass away. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Gerald with the rebound. Put back is no good, but is fouled on the shot. Anthony Gerald will go to the line to shoot two here with 5:07 to go here in the first half. Salukis lead at 12-9. That foul will go against Edwards County's number 44, Ty Schmittler. Schmittler's not even in the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's supposed to be number 34, which is Dylan Rhodes, as Gerald made his first free throw. So we're going to say Dylan Rhodes on that foul because he's the only one out there that's got a 4 in his number, and Gerald makes his second one. So I'm assuming that's Rhodes' first foul, team's 9. So Cavalry will bring the ball across the timeline, guarded by Henry. Goes left side, picks up his dribble, passes off to Greathouse. Double team there, and Worth with another steal, and he's going to bring it up the court. No fast break there as Gerald was moving down the floor. Gerald with it from the corner for 3, no good, off the mark. And Allen will pick up a foul there as he went over the back of Rhodes to try and get the rebound. 4:40 to go here in the first half. 14-9 in favor of the Salukis. And they did change it up there. Rhodes got his first foul, but also
Allen got his second foul.
His first five team fouls. Calgary with it now, dribbling, loses control, gets it back. Gerald on him, he goes baseline. And a foul on the ball against the Red Hill Salukis. That goes against number 23, Anthony Gerald, his first, team 6. As Rhodes will check out, Caden Cowling will check back in. Still only one Cowling out there. Calgary pulls up just inside the 3-point line, got it to fall. Lions back within 3, 14-11. Allen brings it up court, dribbles right side, dribbles off the screen from Volkman. Gerald pump fakes, drives inside the lane, all the way to the basket, up and in for an easy layup. Gerald putting in some quality time, getting a couple of buckets here and there for the Red Hill Salukis. Cavalry brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Millman. Millman called for yet another travel. That is 3 for him so far this game. 3:52 to go. So multiple turnovers here for the Edwards County Lions. Allen walks the timeline, picked up there by Cowling. Hands it off there to Henry. Henry dribbles right side into the hands of Allen. Dribbles off the screen from Worth, out to Gerald. Pump fakes, drives inside, puts up a 5-foot floater. Got it to fall. 4 points back to back by Gerald. Puts him up 18-11. Gerald is starting to stray away from the threes and going to start driving the lane and put up some easy jumpers. Cowling going in through the lane and fouled before he got the ball off. Foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. It was a foul on a shot. Didn't look like a shot, but it was on a shot. So Allen picks up his second foul, and he will check out of the game as Andrew Maxfield will check in. Salukis have 17 fouls. It was on the floor, but he will be shooting 1-1. Missed it, and rebound. He gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Worth on the rebound this time. Passes off to Henry. Henry will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. He's going to dribble right side, pass it off to Maxfield. Maxfield dumps it down low to Worth, puts it on the floor and tipped away there by Calgar. Ball still loose. Calgar got on it, passes it off to Cavalry. Back to Calgar. Calgar on the left wing, pulls up for three, no good. Worth with the rebound, gets it back to Henry. Henry up court to Gerald. Gerald fakes right, goes up top to Volkman. Volkman looking inside, goes to Maxfield on the left wing. Maxfield with it now, goes left side, and he drags his foot as he had all his momentum going towards the baseline and called for the travel. I think this is the most travel calls I've seen so far in a game.
Oh, me too. There's only been six or seven in the first half alone.
2:30 to go here in the first half. Cavalry brings it across the timeline. Goes right side into the corner to Millman. Dumps it down low to Cowling. And I'm assuming Cowling must have slid his foot on the line, so turnover there for the Lions.
This game's been kind of weird. Like the Twilight Zone or something.
Henry brings it across midcourt. Dribbles off the screen from Volkman into the corner. Maxfield pulls up for three. Buried it, but calls for the travel.
Wow.
These refs have got some pretty clear views, but I can't see the travel, so he must have just barely moved it. I didn't think he moved his feet. Cavalry brings it up court. Goes left side to Cowling. Caden Cowling up top to Greathouse. Greathouse right side, hands it off to Calgar. Calgar with it now, dribbling against Gerald. Dribbles left side, hands off to himself.
Double dribble.
He signaled double dribble at first, but then called the travel because he threw it and then picked it up and took a couple steps. So another turnover there by the Lions. I don't know, Joe, but we might break the record for most turnovers in a game.
Which team?
In a high school game, at least. Henry goes baseline. Tried to go back out and stolen away there by Cavalry. Up court there to Greathouse. Back to Cavalry. Swings it around to Calgar. Calgar now drives the lane. Dumps it off to... Tried to dump it off to Schmittler. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. It will be Saluki basketball. And to answer your team, answer your question, which team, I think it'll just be a combined number of turnovers. So it's hard to tell right now. Minute 25 to go here in the first half. Saluki's lead at 18-11. Gerald in the corner called for the double dribble as he caught the basketball. It hit the ground and he put it back on the ground. He was kind of confused about that, but yeah, that is a double dribble.
It was up to 20, I think.
I've lost count at this point in time. Maxfield will check out of the game as Holtz checks in. Cavalry will bring the ball across the timeline, guarded there by Holtz. Looking right, he's going to pass it off there to Greathouse. Greathouse brings it back up top, hands the ball off to Calgar. Calgar goes left, back to Greathouse. Greathouse keeping it to the perimeter. Cowling goes baseline, gets it inside to Schmittler, up and in for the easy three-footer. Just under a minute of play to go. Holtz brings the ball up the floor. Uncontested, he goes right side. Hands the ball off to Henry. Up top, swings around to Gerald. Gerald pulls up, contested for three and buries it. Pulls him back up to 7 point, or sorry, 8 point lead. 21-13 with 35 seconds to go. Cavalry goes left side to Cowling. Cowling jump stops. Big bounce, big hard bounce pass down low to Schmittler. Threw his hands and out of bounds. Yet another turnover to add to the total, Joe.
It's been a crazy game there.
You got enough pencil lead there to keep track of these turnovers?
There's too many to count. I don't think I can count on that many on my finger.
Henry dribbling it out. Havel telling him to take one last shot here with 15 seconds before halftime. Saluki's lead at 21-13, 10 seconds to go.
Dribbling out for the last shot.
Henry dribbling out near midcourt. 5 seconds, he makes his move, and
a foul.
Foul called off the ball.
I believe that's on.
And I think it's going to go against Nathan Worth.
Yeah.
Picks up his second foul. Team's eighth. Maxfield checks in for him with 2.8 seconds to go. Calgar gets it into Cavalry. He throws up a three-quarter court and no good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis going in at halftime, up 21-13. We'll be back here in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambra Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambra Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambra Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Well, Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. Yeah, my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on
The Legend.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, Salukis fans, Salukis up here at halftime, 21-13, their first lead. The third quarter, they were leading for the first time at the end of the first quarter, and then now they're leading for the first time at halftime of this tournament, 21-13 so far. It's still been kind of a sloppy game for both teams, but Salukis doing a little bit better this go-around in this game. They've been taking the open shots whenever they've got them, but a lot of little kind of stupid fouls that they've been creating for themselves. There shouldn't be that many traveling calls called in one game. I think either both teams are making those little mistakes, but that's just one of those things that you got to clean up immediately. That there shouldn't be any reason why you should be traveling unless, you just forget about it. Once every couple games is all it really should be, but if you're gonna start moving, just put it on the floor immediately, but they don't pick it up, and I think that's kind of what Edward County's pulling has been. They've been picking it up more and more as they get it across halftime. We'll be right back here at
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still here at halftime. Just had to get a few kinks worked out during that commercial break. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And Joe, I believe you got some unofficial halftime stats for us. We'll go ahead and take a look at those.
And I do. And Anthony Hill came on strong for Red Hill, has 9 points right now. Cameron Ray has 5, 2 from Allen, Volkman, and Worth, all on free throws. 1 point from Henry, and that rounds it out for Red Hill, and now on to the side for Edwards County. Leading the way is Ty Schmittler and Caden Cowling with both with 4, 3 for Brockton Greathouse, and 2 for Alex Calvary, which means Edwards County right now, they are 5 for 6 from 2-point, and only 1 for 7 from downtown, from 3-point lane. But Red Hill's 3 for 17 from 2-point, and 2 for 6 from 3-point. So, basically similar on the three-point line, but the big difference, 9 for 11 from free throw for Red Hill, while Edwards County is 1 for 2.
And Edwards County getting in a little bit of foul trouble, it seems like. They had 9 fouls as a team, and Schmittler had 2. He was out for most of the third quarter, and Drake Allen came out late in the second quarter with 2 fouls, so I mean, not really big foul trouble, but in a little bit of foul trouble this early in the game. But it should be an interesting second half as both teams have been playing hard and getting Red Hill Salukis have been playing a lot harder than what we've seen. This is a lot better basketball game, but still both teams making little mistakes. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll take another 1 minute break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting ready to start third quarter of action here at Saluki Gymnasium. I'm Ryan C. alongside Joe Bogard. We are getting ready to finish out our final game of the 2019 Capital Classic here for Red Hill. Don't worry, there's going to be more action coming on later. Directly after this game, Lawrenceville will be taking on the only Tigers.
No,
is that right?
Lawrenceville takes on Salem.
Okay, so Lawrenceville takes on Salem for fifth place game. So Steve and Bill will be bringing you that action. as we start out. Red Hill starts out third quarter with the basketball. Allen with it, brings it back up top to Ray, pulls up for three, contested, and buries it. 24-13, Slukies come out firing on all cylinders. Cavalry brings it across, crosses up Ray, drives in the lane, and is called for the travel. Looked like he jump stopped and then took another step, and as he was trying to put it up in some traffic, both teams have been running into each other down there in the lane.
Lots of turnovers too.
Allen brings it across the timeline, goes left side to Henry. Henry fakes it to Allen, flashes through the lane, up top to Ray, down low to Worth. Worth spins into the lane, puts up a five-footer, no good. Great House gets the rebound, passes up to Calvary. Calvary brings it back to the middle of the court. Goes left side to Caden Cowling. Back up top to Great House, swings it over to Calgar. Calgar goes baseline, stopped there by Worth, puts it up and in for two. Pulls back within nine. Slukies bring it up the court. Ray with the basketball. Gets a screen from Volkman. Goes left side to Allen. Allen bringing it back up top. Up top to Worth. Wide open three. No good off the rim. Ray stretches up for the rebound, but Calvary pulls it away. Slows it down at the volleyball line. Dribbling over to right side. Almost lost it. There goes baseline. Worth steps in to help him out. Goes up top to Great House, pulls up for the three ball, and nothing but net on that one. 24-18 now the score. Just a minute and a half into the game. Ray with the basketball near the volleyball line, goes right side to Worth. Worth looking inside, works it back up top to Allen. Allen dribbling left side, goes to Ray on the left wing. Down low into Henry. Henry puts up a floater, no good. On the hook shot, Allen comes away with the basketball. Put back, no good, and multiple bodies reaching in there for the basketball. Schmittler comes away with it. Schmittler hands it off to Calgar. Calgar sprints up the floor with it, drives left side, kicks it out to Cowling, goes baseline, puts up the floater, no good. Worth takes it right out of the air up to Allen. A couple of fast breaks back and forth. Allen up top to Worth, faked right, goes left, puts it up and in off the glass. Calgar hands it off to Calvary. He will walk it up the floor for the Lions. Goes left side to Cowling. Cowling back into the corner to Great House. Down low to Calvary from 5 foot out. No good on the bank shot. Allen with the rebound. He'll bring it up court himself. Gets across timeline to Ray in the corner. Almost lost it there on the floor. He will drive inside the lane. Puts it up. No good. And a foul will go against the Edwards County Lions, number 30.
Camden Calgar.
Camden Calgar picks up his second foul, team's first of the half. 5:17 to go in the third quarter. Ray's first one, got it to go. Ray gets another one, two-shot foul. 5:17 on the Best Way Express scoreboard as he missed the second one, 27-18, 9-point lead for the Slukies. Full court press put on. Henry picks up Calgar as he gets it across the timeline, and Henry not sure what happened. I think he said Calgar stepped out of bounds. I thought he was going to call Henry for a foul, but referee says Calgar stepped out of bounds as he was dribbling up the floor, so turnover there. Slukies will take the basketball back. Allen with it on the right wing. Dribbles off the screen from Worth, goes to the rim, and a foul away from the ball against. This time it is a foul against Josh Henry. He will pick up his first foul, team's first of the third quarter. Full court press put on by the Slukies, and Calvary gets it in up court, beats Ray down the floor as he puts up the shot. Ray fouls him on the way up. Ray will pick up his third foul, team's second. So Calvary at the line shooting two. 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. Slukies lead it by 9, 27-18. Calvary's free throw got its fall. And Gerald will come in for Henry. Henry will take a seat. Calvary at the line shooting two. First one, he made that one. Second one on the way. In and out, no good as it takes a final roll out of bounds. Allen brings the ball up the floor, goes left side, Drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good, and Worth flying in for the rebound and called for over the back.
Cavalry was 1-for-2, right?
Yeah. Worth picks up his second foul, team's third. A couple quick fouls there for the Salukis so far now. Cavalry brings it up to four quickly, stopped on the right wing. Backs it back out, cross-court pass to Calgary. Calgary dribbles in left side, kicks it in the corner to Greathouse. Greathouse picks up his dribble, double team trapped there. Dumps it down low to Schmittler. Schmittler blocked there by Worth into the hands of Gerald. Up court to Ray for the fast break lay-in. Got it to fall. Nice fast break and block there by the Red Hill Salukis. Puts them back up by 10, 29-19. Calgary with it on the left side. Drives into the middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Greathouse from the corner. No good on the shot. And foul on the rebound. And that foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen, picks up his third foul. And Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 4:05 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it by 10 points, 29-19. Salukis thought they had the basketball, but they do not. There was a foul on Allen. It will be Lion basketball out of bounds. Caden Cowling will take it out. Gets it inbounds to Calgary. Calgary back to Cowling. Baseline. Passes over to Schmittler. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes away to Gerald, and he gets it into the hands of Volkman. Volkman's going to hand it off to Ray. Ray will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Cavalry. Goes right side, looking for some help, it looks like. Volkman comes up top to get it. Dribbles back to the right side, passes out to Ray. Ray pulls up for three and gets it to fall. Ray is, what, 2 of 3 or 4?
3 of 4.
3 of 4 out in three-point land. Calgary cross-court pass to Cavalry. He pulls up from the volleyball line. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Saved by Cowling as he got it. Gerald's bringing it up the floor. Passes up to Allen and called for the travel as he tried to Euro step in there, but just couldn't get away with it there. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. 32-19. Calgary will get the inbound just before Henry could get to the scorer's bench. Brings across timeline, drives inside the lane. Before it goes out of bounds, Cowling saved it. Cavalry dumps it down low to Greathouse. No good on the shot. Schmittler last touched it and rolls out of bounds. And it will be Saluki basketball. Allen's going to check out of the game as Henry comes in. Ray's going to bring the ball up the floor. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Rutgers Candy, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Build Opson Fords. Ray dumps it down low to Volkman, and a foul called on the ball. Foul will go against Edwards County's number 20, that is Caden Cowling, his third, team's second of the half. Henry will inbound it. Looking to get it into Ray in the backcourt. Pulls up from behind the volleyball line. No good on the shot. Volkman stretching up for the rebound. No good on the putback. Greathouse gets the rebound this time. Calgary will bring it up the floor. Gets across timeline. Cross-court pass to Cavalry. Kicks it in the corner. Greathouse with it now. Brings it back up top. Cavalry tried to go cross-court, but Ray tipped it in the backcourt. Calgary got it. Cowling back to Calgary. Swinging it around, back to Calgary on the right wing. He drives right side, dumps it to Schmittler. Schmittler puts it up and in.
Did the Salukis just running a man zone there?
They've just been in man-to-man defense, I think, the whole tournament, except for maybe one time. Henry goes baseline, picks up his dribble, back out to Volkman. Volkman up top to Worth, over to Gerald. Gerald to Ray in the corner. Ray goes baseline, almost lost control of it, tried to go up underneath the basket, but no good on the shot. Calgary's going to bring it up court, cross court to Cavalry. Cross court pass back to Calgary into the corner to Cowling. Cowling spreading it out into the corner to Greathouse for three, no good off the rim. Henry on the rebound, he's going to bring it up court, gets it across the timeline, backs it back out to midcourt. Passes off to Worth. Worth over to Ray. Ray back up top to Gerald. Gerald's going to dribble right side. Pull back from the volleyball line. Buries the three. Gerald on fire this evening. 35-21 the score now in favor of the Salukis. Calgary with it on the right side. Dribbles into the lane down the middle. Tried to pass down low to Schmittler. As Schmittler was going back to the basket, throws it right out of bounds. Turnover to the Salukis. Schmittler checks out as Rhodes checks in. Allen coming into the game as Worth is checking out. Ray will bring the ball up the floor. Goes right side across the timeline. Passes off to Allen. Allen called for the traveling. I wasn't even paying attention, so I don't know if he did or not. Millman will check into the game as Cavalry will take a seat. Calgary gets the inbound, just under a minute of play left to go here in the third quarter. Brings it across the timeline slowly. Picked up there by Gerald. Dumps it inside to Rhodes. Rhodes backs it out back to Calgary. Calgary down into the corner to Cowling. Pulls up for three. Got it to fall. Allen's going to bring the ball up the floor this time. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Dribbles left side, passes off to Henry. Henry called for... These are some quick traveling calls and the most I have ever seen in a game. Henry checks out as Worth comes back in. And these refs have got some really good eyes. Probably some of the best eyes I've seen because they're calling traveling calls I don't even see. Rhodes with it now, tried to hit Greathouse on while he's flashing, picks up his dribble, hits Cowling. Jumper from the free throw line, no good, and Calgary will be called for the over the back. I believe that was, nope, that would be Greathouse. He picks up his second foul, team's third with 17 seconds to go. Ray's going to walk the ball up the floor, take his time, run some more clock off, try and get the last shot in before the quarter is over. 5 seconds to go. Ray makes his move, gets a screen from Worth. Ray drives in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Calgary on the rebound as time expires, no shot. Salukis go into the fourth and final quarter of action up on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 35-24. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter of action here for the seventh place game of the championship round of the 2019 Basketball Capital Classic here at the Red Hill site. Red Hill Salukis defeating the Edwards County Lions so far, 35-24. Lions start out with the basketball. Millman passes cross court to Cowling. Caden Cowling over to Calgary. Calgary lost it but got it back. Pulls up for three, contested, no good. Ball careens away. Cowling tried to get it back but it rolls out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Saluki's doing a good job of keeping on that man-to-man defense and forcing up tough shots for the Lions. And Ray tried to pass it off to Gerald, and Calgar almost stole it away but got hands on it and knocks it out of bounds. Great House checks out as Ty Schmittler checks into the game. And it will be white ball. Saluki's needing to find somebody to take it out. Gerald steps up. He's going to take it out. Gets it into Ray back at midcourt. And he would have been fine going back across the half-court line, but he tried to save himself. But he picks up a foul instead, picks up his fourth foul, team's fifth. So Ray playing with some foul trouble. Looks like Coach Havel's going to pull him out, try and save him for later on if they need him. Henry checking in for him.
Allen has three, and so does Worth.
So a little bit of foul trouble here late in the game for the Salukis. Calgar gets in the backcourt up to Millman, pulls up for three, no good off the backboard and rim. Henry gets the rebound, bringing it up court, picked up by Millman. Henry's going to back it back out, calling the play. Going to get it set up, goes left side to Worth. Worth, guarded by Schmittler, goes up top to Volkman. Volkman at the free throw line, passes back out to Henry. Henry drives the lane, back out to Allen. Allen bringing it back up top, passes off to Volkman. Volkman goes left side to Gerald. Gerald back up top to Allen. Allen passes around to Volkman. Good ball movement here by the Salukis. Henry up top to Gerald. Drives inside. No good. Shut down. Volkman with it now out near the volleyball line. Trying to spread open this Lion defense. Gerald dribbled inside. Pulled up for a shot. No good. But fouled on it by Camden Calgar. He picks up his fourth foul. So Gerald will go to the line to shoot two here. Lions have 14 fouls. Calgar has four fouls. Gerald at the line shooting two here. First one is good. Got it to go. 6:42 left to go here in the game. And Coach Gerlach wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball. We'll be right back in a minute, right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Gerald was fouled on his shot. He is at the line. Made the first one. He's got another free throw coming his way.
Trying to go for 14 points right now. He already has 13 on the night.
Gerald's second one is good. Got it to go. Puts the Salukis up 37-24 now. Biggest lead they've had by 13 the whole tournament. Calgar goes left side. Stopped there by Volkman. Drives all the way to the lane, kicks it, tried to kick it back to Schmittler. Allen steals the pass away out of the air, brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Gerald. Gerald pulls up for three, no good. Allen gets the offensive board, hands it back out to Henry. Henry directing traffic in there, passes left side to Worth. Worth trying to work it inside there to Volkman, and foul called away from the ball. Foul goes against, I believe, number 30. Camden Calgar, and he picks up his fifth foul right there in team's fifth. So Calgar fouls out of the game with 6:10 to go. Checking in, also taking a seat is Rhodes. Great House and Calvary check back in. Allen gets the inbound, dribbles back out near midcourt. Tried to pass it off to Henry, flashing through the lane, passes off to Gerald. Gerald over up top to Volkman. Volkman left side to Worth. Or guarded closely by Schmittler, up top to Gerald. Drops back, picks up his dribble, passes off to Worth. Worth up top to Allen. And Allen will be called for the travel. As he did, he caught the ball, established his pivot foot, and then took a step back. Cavalry will bring the ball up the floor for the Lions. Gets it across timeline, picked up by Gerald. Gerald passes off to Schmittler. Schmittler down low, flashing great house, puts up a 5-foot fader, got it to fall. Lions pull back within 11 now. Allen's walking it up the floor, picked up by Caden Cowling there at half court. Passes off to Henry, right side up top to Volkman, loses it through his legs, gets control of it again, cross court pass to Henry. Henry backs it back out. He's going to reset here. Takes a screen. Passes off to Allen. Wide open three. Nothing but net on that one. Extends the lead out to 14 with 5 minutes to go. Cavalry brings the ball. Passes it off to Schmittler. Schmittler looking through the lane. Passes down into Millman. Millman tried to go around a couple of defenders to Greathouse and throws it out of bounds. Another turnover there. For the Lions.
I want to figure out how many turnovers have been.
Too many. Too many. Probably about half of them are traveling calls, so there's that. So you figure out how many traveling calls we've had and just double it. That's probably about the number of turnovers. Henry up top to Worth. Worth right side to Gerald. Gerald on the right wing up top to Volkman. Volkman dribbles right side. He goes all the way to the basket. Put up a shot and fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. I believe it's Volkman's first time at the line, and Schmittler will pick up that foul, team sixth, and his third.
His second time at the line, he went earlier in the first quarter.
Volkman's first free throw, in and out, no good. 0 of 1 this go around, 4:26 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki still up 40-26. Make that. Still 40-26. I thought he was going to make it, but he missed it 0-2 that go around. Cavalry brings it up the court, guarded by Gerald. Left side to Greathouse from deep from three-point range. No good. Cavalry gets the rebound. Millman drives inside the lane and called for the travel. Again, I think we're going to break the record for most traveling calls and most turnovers in a game.
There's been at least 20 travel calls.
So Ray will check back into the game as Henry takes a seat. And I believe Ray is playing with three or four fouls himself.
Ray has four.
So he's in foul trouble. He's got to watch it a little bit. Passes off to Allen. Up top to Worth. Worth looking inside to Volkman. Passes off to Ray on the left wing. Back up top to Gerald. Gerald passes off to Volkman. Swings it back around to Ray. Ray looking inside. Dumps it off to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor, goes into the lane, puts up a jumper, no good. Schmittler gets the rebound, passes off to Cowling. He sprints up the floor, jump stop, puts up an 8-footer, got it to fall. 40-28, 12-point lead now in favor of the Salukis. Allen trying to get the ball up the court quickly, dribbling through traffic, and foul called away from the ball. That foul will go against Everett County's number 20, Caden Cowling.
It's fourth.
So a lot of fouls out on the floor. Seven team fouls as Volkman will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Multiple players with four fouls out on the floor for the Lions. Schmittler and Cowling both have four. Volkman missed the free throw. Allen got it back, puts it back up, and got it to fall. 42-28, 3:20 to go here in the game. Cavalry gets it up court to Greathouse. He dribbles in, back to Cavalry. Cavalry dribbles into the corner, picks it up, gets it back out, swings it around to Millman, down low into Schmittler. Schmittler spins in the lane, kicks it back out. Cavalry with it on the right wing. He drives inside, kicks it to, I believe that's Greathouse from the corner, got him a three. And Coach Gerlach wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's a 30. 2:57 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead at 42-31 with an 11-point lead. Been back and forth, but let's talk about Brockton Greathouse just starting to heat up here in the second half. He's had multiple threes and he's been dominant from the field.
He is 3-for-8 from the three-point line and 1-for-3 from two-point line. So you're sitting at 10 points right there, seven of them in the second half. Now, who attempted that free throw last?
That was Volkman for the one-on-one bonus, but Allen got the putback. Allen's starting to come alive a little bit, but I mean, he's going to have to watch those watch his feet, because these referees are cracking down on those traveling. So, like we said, I think we're breaking the record in two departments for most turnovers by two teams and most traveling calls. Saluki's coming out of the timeout with the basketball. Henry will inbound it. There, they're using the baseline. This is the first time I've seen them use the whole baseline after the shot.
First time I've seen that for any team this whole tournament so far.
Allen got the inbound and is fouled as soon as he got the ball. That foul will go against Edwards County's number 34, I believe. That is Dylan Rhodes. He picks up his second one. Checking into the game as Rhodes and Austin Cowling take a seat are Brockton Greathouse and Millman. Jaden Millman. Allen at the line, shooting 1-1. First one is no good. Schmittler stretches up, gets the rebound. Outlets there to Caden Cowling. Cowling dribbles all the way down the floor. Tried to pass it out to Millman. Ray intercepts the pass, goes all the way to the basket. Count it and one. I honestly thought they were going to call a traveling call because he did that Euro step, and I thought he got an extra step in there, but I'm not sure.
If James Harden can get away with an extra step, I think Cameron Ray can get away with it.
Calverly got called for the foul, his first, as Ray got the old-fashioned three-point play, 45-31. Calverly with it, loses control of it, but gets it right back. Tries to do some fancy ball handling there. Cross-court pass to Cowling, into the corner to Millman. Millman tried to go over the top, tipped away into the hands of Calverly. Calverly picks it up, gets it to Cowling. Cowling back and forth into the corner to Greathouse for three. No good. Gerald stretches up and pulls it down. He's going to pass it off to Allen. 2:15 to go in the game. Goes up court to Henry in the left wing. Henry up top to Ray. Swings it around to Gerald. Gerald's going to drive right side. Doing some fancy ball work and stolen away there by Cowling as he tried to go to Allen. Cowling puts it up off the glass. No good. And it careens out of bounds. And it will stay Edwards County basketball. Wasn't quite sure what they called there. I heard white, but I didn't know if it was white ball. 45-31 the score in favor of the Salukis. Millman will get it inbound. Stolen away there by Gerald. Tried to get it in there to Cowling. Cross side to the other court. Henry hands the ball off to Ray. Ray coming around the other side and fouled there by Brockton Greathouse.
His third.
Greathouse picking up his third foul, team's 10th, so Ray will go to the line to shoot two here. They are in double bonus now.
So it's 5 for just regular bonus and 10 for double bonus, right?
7 for bonus.
Gotcha.
Ray makes the first one there. 46-31 now with 1:47 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Ray at the line. He is a phenomenal free throw shooter. Got him. Puts him up 47-31, up by 16. Calverly with the basketball picks up his dribble. Tipped out of bounds. Saved there by Allen, but back into Calverly. Cowling with it now. Drives the lane. Dumps it off to Schmittler. Schmittler almost lost it. Calverly with it now. Jump step. Step back. Three. Good. For Calverly.
Difficult shot.
He really wasn't set at all. And Allen is fouled as he was bringing the ball up the court by Caden Cowling.
And he has to say goodbye because that's his fifth foul.
So two players foul out here for the Edwards County Lions as Caden Cowling takes a seat. Austin Cowling checks in for him. 47-34 the score in favor of the Salukis. Allen's first free throw is good. 1:22 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. If you're looking to catch another game right after this, Lawrenceville Indians take on the Salem Wildcats on White 103-1. And Allen makes the second one, goes 2 of 2 there. 49-34. Calverly with it now, drives the lane against Worth and called for the travel. He saw a hole. He took it. As soon as he picked up the dribble, Worth stepped right in there and said, It's either getting blocked or you're going to have to do something else. Ray walks it across the timeline, dribbling out near midcourt, dribbles off the screen. Worth now passes it around to Henry. look for them just to run as much clock as they can out and force Edwards County to cause a foul. Henry gets the screen, hands it off to Allen. Allen called for the travel, and Coach Howell shaking his head, yes, it was. I missed it, so if Howell conceded, it must have been right. 45 seconds to go here in the game. Cavalry into the corner to Millman. Millman, cross-court pass to Cowling. Cowling drives the lane. Blocked there by Worth. Gets control back of the ball. Outlets there to Henry. Looks up at the clock. 35 to go. He walks it across the timeline. Passes up top to Ray. Almost thrown away there by Cavalry. And Ray contains possession of it. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. 20 seconds to go. And it looks like the Lions are just going to stay back and let him dribble it out with 15 to go. Henry's out there just in case something happens. 5 seconds to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard, and it looks like the Salukis will win the seventh place championship game as time expires with a score of 49-34. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will not have a post-game show or a coach's interview, as Lawrenceville is playing directly after this, so we will come right back and do the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game just in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, and it is now time to choose the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And we are going to go with the man off the bench, number 23, Anthony Gerald. He came in, gave him some quality time, and he basically came out and just started getting on the board for the Salukis, and I believe he finished with leading scorer. So it is now time for me to close off of here and hand it over to Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Tune in to Light 103 to catch the Lawrenceville and Salem game for fifth place. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukey's basketball action on Lawrence County sports leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.